From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Presidents Obama and Putin disagree about Syria. President Obama and his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, clashed sharply Monday at the United Nations on how to end 4 years of fighting in Syria. Mr. Obama told the General Assembly that after so much bloodshed and carnage, Syria cannot return to a pre-war status quo. He called for a managed transition to oust Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
Unless we work with other nations under the mantle of international norms and principles and law that offer legitimacy to our efforts, we will not succeed.
Mr. Putin warned that it would be an enormous mistake to not cooperate with the Assad government in fighting Islamic State insurgents trying to oust the Syrian leader. He called for a broad coalition to combat Islamic State fighters, much like the anti-Hitler alliance that fought together in World War II. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says that the nuclear deal agreed to between the six major powers in Tehran should signal a new era and help lead to peace and stability in the Middle East. Speaking to the General Assembly Monday, he said Iran would not forget the international sanctions imposed on it, but is eager to show it can choose a lasting peace based on development and shared interests. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta says East African nations that have worked to bring a new peace agreement for South Sudan should expand their efforts to include the international community in implementing the pact to end 20 months of fighting. In an interview with VOA, President Kenyatta said that path will allow the opening of humanitarian corridors in South Sudan, where the conflicts forced 2 million people from their homes. This is VOA News. The Afghan Taliban captured the northern city of Kunduz, a major battlefield victory for the Islamist insurgency since the 2001 U.S.-led invasion ousted it from power. Hundreds of heavily armed Taliban fighters staged an assault, seizing control of key government buildings Monday. Ayaz Ghul reports.
The fighting left dozens of Afghan security personnel dead or wounded before others abandoned the provincial capital. General Murad Ali Murad, the deputy chief of army staff, told a late-night news conference in Kabul that military reinforcements have arrived in the area and surrounded the city. General Murad said that a major problem facing military forces was that they could not storm the city for fear of causing civilian casualties and damage to their property. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
NASA Space Agency scientists have found strong evidence of saltwater streams on Mars, at least during the Red Planet's summer. The lines of hydrated salt minerals found would require water for their creation, and where there's liquid water, there could be life, even if it's in microbial form. John Grunsfeld is the NASA Associate Administrator of the Science Mission Directorate.
These observations from Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter are giving us a much better view that Mars has resources that are useful to future travelers.
NASA has found evidence of water on Mars in the past. In March, NASA said there was once more water on Mars than in Earth's Arctic Ocean. Chinese President Xi Jinping has promised new commitments to uphold peace, encourage global development, and support efforts to reduce climate change. Speaking to the UN General Assembly Monday, Mr. Xi pledged $1 billion in aid to the UN Peace and Development Fund and promised to create a reserve force of 8,000 UN peacekeeping troops. He also announced China would give $100 million in military assistance to the African Union over the next 5 years to fight terrorism on the continent. Meanwhile, Cuban leader Raul Castro told the General Assembly session that full normalization of ties between the U.S. and Cuba will not occur until the United States lifts the trade embargo, ends what he calls its illegal occupation at the Guantanamo Bay military base, stops destabilizing broadcasts to Cuba, and compensates Cubans for economic damages. Mr. Castro said his government would continue to introduce a draft resolution against the U.S. trade embargo at the U.N. as long as the embargo remained in place. And Mexico has issued a hurricane warning for its south-central Pacific coast as it braces for Hurricane Marty. As of late Monday, Marty was a Category 1, with top sustained winds of 130 kilometers per hour. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.